Now, as you're hearing in the news headlines there, for the first time since 1927, pubs across Ireland are open for business today on this Good Friday. We're going to hear from a couple of publicans, but before we do, News Talk reporter Gail Conway went down to Slattery's Pub on Capel Street in Dublin this morning to hear what an early morning patron made of the legislation change.
Well, for me anyway, it's not going to really make a big difference. Like, I can't see it making a huge difference to a lot of people. If they want a drink, they can go and stockpile the drink, like you say, or else they don't have to. It's not forcing somebody like me to get up and go and have a drink, whether it's the first or not kind of thing. So again, I think each to their own, and I think it's a really positive thing.
I'm Natalia Czarnik. I'm from Poland and I'm working in Slattery's for 4 years now. Actually, it's day like every day, but inside is something exotic, you know what I mean.
Do you think it'll be busy here today?
Like always, it's busy here, so it's gonna be for sure, yeah.
What do you think of the law change? Do you think it's fair that pubs can open today, or do you think it's something, you know, would you like to have seen them stick to tradition and give you the day off?
It's 21st century, so we're going front all the time, so that's good that it's more open things, especially for the tourist place like here. That's a great idea for me.
All right, those are the views from Slattery's in Capel Street in Dublin. Now I'm joined on the line by a different Slattery, Ariel Slattery, proprietor of Slattery's Pub in Beggar's Bush in Dublin. Ariel, you've opened up today. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, because the law has changed, and you know, we would generally open up in the days that we're allowed to open up, except at Christmas time, where we would close for a few days to give staff a little bit of time off.
Mm. But you've decided to sort of make this an opening day with a difference, though, haven't you? Could you just tell us
yeah.
a little bit about that?
Well, we were looking to try and get an angle and see maybe we could do kind of some end of prohibition kind of themed day. And I was sitting down to my manager Fergal and my assistant manager Jerome. The three of us were just throwing out a few ideas, and we just came up with the idea. We just said, right, okay, a lot of places are probably going to be trying something. Why don't we, just to market for ourselves, we decided that we're going to give all the day's takings that we get into the pub today to charities. One charity and another local group. One is we're going to give money to the Harold Cross and Blackrock Hospice Care, and we're also going to give money to a local grouping, the Fort Portstadler Sea Scout Group. Work with a load of kids here. A load of kids in the local area are involved with that, and it's a lot of stuff that goes on in the summertime, and it's a big, very, very popular group with parents and children in the area. So we just decided, right, yeah, that's what we'll do, and market that way.
Fair play to you anyway, Ariel. I mean, all of your takings in a day is a pretty significant figure by anyone's measure. How has trade been going today? Have people been coming in to take advantage of it?
Well, we don't open the doors till 12:30. We're just outside the city centre, so and people are still at work. I've no idea how busy we will be. I really, really don't. That being said, you know, we've had a very, very positive reaction online. So I'm suspecting when people maybe are finished with whatever religious activities they're going to involve themselves in today, or working activities, that I would expect, you know, kind of around 4 or 5 o'clock this evening, that we'd start to see things picking up.
All right. Fair play, Ariel. Ariel Slattery, proprietor of Slattery's Pub in Beggar's Bush in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Not all pubs in Ireland, though, are opening their doors this Good Friday. I'm joined now on the line by Michael Coyne. He's proprietor of Coyne's Bar and Bistro in Kilkearon in Connemara, County Galway. He's decided to remain closed. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you keeping?
Not too bad, Michael. Why have you decided to keep your doors shut today?
Well, today is normally, well, traditionally with our pub anyway, we'd it's a paint the bar day. A lot of pubs up down the country would be, you know, getting their place ready, and it'd be the one time that the bar would be closed. And you could do that, you could get floors done, walls painted, and so on. And for us, we're a small bar, we're on the Wild Atlantic Way there, and it'd be a day off as well for us as a family, where oftentimes you'd be on call, and, you know, you'd have Good Friday, you'd have Christmas Day, and they were the 2 days off that you had. So the time for us then, we kind of get away from the bar and not have to worry about it and such, you know. So that's another reason. But really, ideally, it's to, we have a Chinese slate floor and the whole place has to be cleared, and we have to spend about the next 12 hours now. We're doing that at the moment now. We're just getting the paint down for it. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I decided to stay closed, you know.
So you're not taking it easy anyway, Michael. You're putting in the work while you're at it. I mean, were people in Kilkeeran disappointed that you decided not to open the doors?
Not really. In fact, a lot of people, I suppose, they were supportive, which I thought, you know, because I thought I'd be like the black sheep, being, you know, people saying, oh my God, he's closing the Friday, sure. I was kind of like, say, we fought for 90 years for our bars to be open. I'm like, you know, that's all well and good, but, you know, at the day, it's great that the law came in, but I think that the law really is geared towards, I suppose, the larger bars, like, you know, I suppose, in the towns and where there's a bigger population. We don't have that big a population here. We're on a scenic route, like I said, the White Atlantic Way, but there's a lot of immigration and unemployment in the area. So I wouldn't see, like, the tourist scene really hasn't started here even yet anyway, you know, so it'll be really, from this weekend on, it would see an improvement. But to get the bar right, you know, it's kind of, that's why I still felt I'd go and, I suppose, chose to remain closed. And I don't regret it. I don't think anyone really cares. Because, listen, in 5 years' time, no one's going to really remember about Good Friday and what has been open on Good Friday. It'll just be a normal day. Sure, pubs are closed. Remember the Sunday hour? You know, the Sunday hours, pubs are closed 2 to 4 on a Sunday. Well, the way it was here is that people go to Mass and then they just go in and get the paper and go for a drink and they head home for their dinner. When that changed, that whole social aspect changed too, right, where you wouldn't be as busy early on, you know. But no, we'll carry on as we are. Thanks very much, you know. It's grand.
Well, Michael Coyne, thank you very much for joining us in the programme. Best of luck with the floor and painting the bar and whatever other activities you're up to there today. Thank you very much. Michael Coyne of Coyne's Bar and Bistro, Kilkeeran, County Galway. Plenty of you getting in touch and having your say on this. Doug in Sandyford. I don't buy into the tourist argument for keeping pubs open on Good Friday. People travel for a different cultural experience. The pluses and the minuses, the sometimes little inconveniences and the quirks of other countries are what makes travel special and memorable. So we've lost something here, he says. He says that a link to our heritage, go to Germany, he says, and you'll see shops closed on a Sunday. This change in licensing will just accentuate cultural blandness, where everything is the same and everything is nicely packaged and convenient. Ireland, from a tourism standpoint, is actually poorer for it, says Doug in Sandyford. No sympathy from Doug for the poor old English stag doos, which have been littered around Temple Bar or in Galway around Shop Street, looking for a place to drink of a Good Friday in the past. Another texter, I hadn't ruled out having a drink on Good Friday, but now I definitely won't. All this fuss about having to get in a stock of drink for the day is disgusting. Are we really that drink sodden in Ireland? One day a year of having pubs closed won't hurt anybody. Every time we go to Spain, we find shops closed on one or two days because of feast days, but we just accept it as part of the culture. Thank you very much for your text. We've plenty more besides as well, but Steve is on the line. Steve, you're disappointed that the pubs are closed today.
Yeah, I just have to agree with your previous texter, Doug, there, and all his points, really, that it was a bit of a novelty, a tradition, you know. I wouldn't be religious at all, but, you know, it was, like I said, now it's just another Friday like everything else, and you could use all them arguments against Christmas Day, so that would be the next one under attack, you know.
Do you think that we have a bit of heritage lost out of it as well? It is something that did set us apart for all of the inconvenience of it and people, you know, rushing off through the off-license aisles of a Holy Thursday looking to stock up for the weekend. Are you going to miss all that?
Who was it an inconvenience to? Like I said, we grew up with it, so we were used to it. People did that, you know what I mean? They had house parties. I'm not against people drinking on Good Friday, but like I said, it was just a novelty. And who wins out is just a very well-organized lobby group in the Vintners, you know what I mean? So we think we've achieved something, but I think in the long run, we've just lost a little, one more thing, you know what I mean?
One of the quirks that made us Irish has been eroded. Steve, thank you very much indeed for your call.